Professor Compressor knocked on the door.
I understand your dog has a farting disorder.
It's not a disorder, said Betty and Billy.
Yes, it is, shouted Father. Come on in.
Professor Compressor said,
I've made a lifelong study of animal gas.
He examined Walter, gently poking around his stomach.
You better be careful, said Father. He farts when you do that.
He won't fart at me, will you, Walter?
Walter farted. Professor Compressor staggered backward, waving his gas meter.
10.7? The highest I've ever recorded. What a remarkable animal!
Walter was pleased to be called remarkable. He liked Professor Compressor and licked his hand.
You're a good dog, Walter, said Professor Compressor, and I'm going to help you.
He poked around some more.
It's his digestion that causes such powerful farts.
We don't mind, said Betty and Billy.
Yes, we do, said Mother.
Years of research have led me to this special formula, said Professor Compressor.
Powders and potions appeared from his pockets. He plugged in a gleaming machine.
Mix it in my compressatron and serve it fresh 3 times a day.
We're so grateful, said Mother. So, 3 times a day, Mother mixed the special formula in the compressatron.
His farts aren't as bad, said Billy, hopefully.
They're worse than ever, said Father.
Your father is right, said Mother. That night, Father decided to mix the formula himself. He examined the powders carefully.
More of this, he decided, less of this, and a lot more of that.
Father sniffed the new mixture and smiled. That's better.
Tastes pretty good,
said Walter to himself, and ate it faithfully every day. It's working, cried Mother. The air smells so fresh.
Hooray, said Betty.
Walter was pleased, too. Everyone was smiling. No one ran away when he came in the room. Father even hugged him. However, inside Walter, gas was building up slowly.
That dog's getting fat, said Father. But it wasn't fat. It was farts, waiting to be set free.
Professor Compressor's mixture and Father's expert touch were turning Walter into a blimp. Walter began taking strange little bounces when he walked across the room. One evening, he floated over Father's chair.
Great jump, Walter, said Billy.
But it wasn't a jump. It was gas.
The following evening, Billy and Betty were in their room doing homework.
Billy, said Betty, look outside.
Betty and Billy raced out of the house. Walter was floating over the trees.